Then they laid hands on him. Here's the thing. If Judas hadn't betrayed him, someone else would have. Everyone was anxious. Everyone knew that things had to come to a head. So it was like he wanted someone to hand him over. And we got to thinking that maybe if we did, if someone did, then this was the chance he needed to show people who he really was. So we didn't get in the way. He told us he was from God. We even started to believe it, that he might be the Messiah we had been waiting for. After all, don't we all long for God to come to us? So this was his chance. A chance to demonstrate his power. A chance to weave the magic of his words, the ones that had so entranced us. But it isn't working out that way. So it's convenient to dump the blame on Judas, even when the truth is far more complicated and far more uncomfortable. Because I have betrayed him. I have betrayed him in a thousand little ways by all my acts of egocentric self-promotion, by my failure to love, and by my refusal to wash feet. Because I want things my way, not his. He taught me that I will gain life by losing it. But I can't accept that. I still cling on to what I've got. And I'm ready to dump him if necessary.